Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. And now, play ball. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive towards first. McCarthy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sisell moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Sisell scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Giants. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert can't make a play. That's a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Bill Lee. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground that hits O'Day. O'Day is out and Gerges is safe at first. There goes O'Day trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumbert strikes out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Moore reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Seeds. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta is hit by the pitch. Hartnett moves to second. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Giants. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. One out. Billy Gurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurgis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gurgis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurgis moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Gurgis moves to third. Hack moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Ripple reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 8-3, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ott is walked intentionally. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. 2 outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Garbarek now catching. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marti pinch hits for Jack Russell. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Gerges moves to third. Herman moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.